USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are putting a different spin on the April jobs report. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel issuing a statement saying that President Biden is squandering the economic recovery he inherited from President Trump and Republicans. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting out a statement saying the disappointing jobs report is an urgent call to action. One thing that both sides agree on is that the numbers were disappointing. As far as how many jobs economists were expecting to be added, Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News.
We were looking for on the order of a million jobs being added on the month on the heels of roughly a million in the previous month.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Another state is joining Montana to end extended unemployment benefits.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing they will end their participation in the federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican from South Carolina, cited the hardship endured by small businesses who can't find people to hire. In Montana, the $300 weekly unemployment bonus will be replaced on June 27th with a $1,200 return-to-work bonus. Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican from Montana, says incentives matter and the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is doing more harm than good. End quote. South Carolina's participation in the program ends June 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is approaching $400 million. The estimated jackpot of $370 million would be the 22nd time the game has paid out over $300 million. The cash option, $254 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
With Mother's Day approaching, we take a look at the history of the holiday.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Lawmakers in Iowa are moving forward with a state constitutional amendment that would prevent recognition of abortion as a legal right. The proposed amendment is response to a 2018 decision by the Iowa Supreme Court that found a right to abortion in the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.